Can you name that Cajun song?
No, I can't. I can't.
Got the squeeze box going.
Yeah. Maybe the Mamu. Is that the Mamu two-step?
Shuffle.
Shuffle. Mamu shuffle. You know, one of the other things we've developed over the years with the help of our broadcast engineer, Michael Reisch, is what we call Rosie's Soapbox, where I get on topics that are designed to keep you from making serious purchase mistakes based on the false advertising and misleading marketing done by many irreputable manufacturers and contractors and service providers throughout the valley, throughout the entire state. Burns me up. So I start running up the steps like Rocky in the movie. And I've got to give them a left and a right and an uppercut. And I'm talking about things like radiant barriers, false claims by window manufacturers and company, and all the snake oil poison fear tactics used by the water treatment industry, just to name a few of my favorite soapboxes. What does Rocky say at the end of the movie?
Can I say one thing to my wife in the studio? Yo, Jennifer, I did it.
With no blood. Rocky. I'm not near as bloody as Rocky was.
Thank goodness.
And less brain damage.
That's a good thing.
I hope. Hey, we've got Jim on hold in Phoenix, and he's on one of my soapboxes. Let's bring him into the conversation. This couldn't be more perfect timing. Good morning, Jim.
Good
morning.
I want
to reset that track, Mike.
Enjoying the show. I've been listening for 20 years.
Thank you.
Question I have. A friend of mine is buying a Farnsworth home.
Okay.
And they gave him a choice of 2x6 stud or block. And the question I have, though, is there a specific type of block that maybe he should ask for?
That's a great question, Jim. Just know this. Any block, here we go. Any block is going to be less maintenance than a 2x6, okay? 2x6, once you put the stucco and the siding on it, is going to continually move thermally, seasonally, and whatnot, particularly in the first couple years, which is all covered by the warranty, but then it's all yours after that. Block. If you want an actual recommendation of a specific type of block, you cannot beat Integra Block.
Something else that's particularly interesting about wood-framed homes that you think people would realize, if I have to do that, this isn't a very good building material. But you'll notice if you've ever driven by a construction or a multi-home and you see all these homes stacked together that are wood frame, and then you see all these roofing tiles on top, and it'll be a couple weeks and you're like, man, well, did the roofer take a day off? He delivered the block and forgot about it? No, they've got to acclimate the wood to the weight, because if you put it on too fast before the wood dries out, and you get it on, it'll end up bending it.
The trusses have to settle
under
the weight. Yeah.
So shouldn't that tell you right there, should we do this in block or something?
And then if the contractor's doing it the right way, he's going to lath the outside of the house, okay, to dry it in, but not stucco, because when you insulate and start hammering on the wall or screwing the sheetrock up on the inside of the house, you'd be cracking the stucco. And I can't tell you how many times I saw for years people doing the lath and the plaster, because the plasterer wanted to get done, you know, as quick as he could, get in and get out. It wasn't until years later they learned, why don't we just lath it now, insulate it in sheetrock, and come back and stucco it after they quit beating on the walls.
I mentioned earlier I'm going to do a home without drywall or studs.
Yeah, okay.
I'll have to get into it later. But the interior of the exterior walls, it's going to be diamond polished, colored concrete blocks, exterior split face. I'll tell you about the interior walls later, but the exterior walls, I'm not going to fur out and drywall over. I'm going to leave exposed block, diamond polished.
So that truly is a power washable inside home. You don't even need a maid service. You just kind of just rent a power washer and
I'm gonna have
a couple hours and you're done.
I'm going to have power washing plugins like the shop vac, central vacs where you plug in vacs here. You'll just have a power wash plug-in here and there.
Okay. Well, listen, folks, we're wrapping up our silver anniversary broadcast edition, and as you've heard from some of our earliest broadcast cuts, it's required huge doses of grace from our radio station general managers, from our program directors, who thank God like to sleep late on Saturday mornings. It's taken a huge amount of grace from our sponsors and you, our listening audience. You know, for us to have earned this privilege to be welcomed into your home every Saturday morning, and for that, I'm forever grateful and humbled. Thank you for the opportunity, the privilege, and the responsibility. So, as we close this 25th Silver Anniversary broadcast, I'd like to encourage any of you that have been encouraged, emboldened, enlightened, entertained, we put a smile on your face, do me a favor. Do the entire Romero broadcast team a favor. Pay it forward. Would you do that for me? If all of you Rosie on the House listeners would pay it forward, we would reach the entire population of Arizona, all 6 million people, in less than 13 weeks. Join us next week here at Rosie on the House for the start of our 26th year. We'll be covering all the nuances, questions, and details of homeowners insurance with Focus Insurance Services.
Happy trails to you until